Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Two powerful earthquakes have struck Japan over the span of 2 days, killing a total of at least 39 people, according to Japanese media, and VOA correspondent Steve Herman in Tokyo.
Kumamoto Prefecture, which is 1,200 kilometers southwest of Tokyo, is certainly on an emergency footing. The population there is about 1.8 million. And so far, from the two largest quakes that have hit since Thursday local time, we have 39 dead, nearly 2,000 injured, and about 100 cases of people being trapped or buried under collapsed buildings. And there are tens of thousands of policemen, firefighters, medics, and even troops of the Japan Self-Defense Force, which are on the scene now.
That's VOA Steve Herman in Tokyo. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expressed concern about Saturday's rain and heavy winds, which are hampering rescue efforts on the island of Kyushu, where much of the damage was concentrated. The Japan Meteorological Agency placed the magnitude of Saturday's quake at 7.0, with an aftershock following at 5.4. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter has landed in Abu Dhabi, capital of the United Arab Emirates, to start a Middle East tour that will focus on the fight against the Islamic State. Carter is touring Al Dhafra Air Base, where he's expected to be briefed by U.S. Ambassador to the UAE Barbara Leaf, Defense Attaché Brigadier General Joe Rank, and Wing Vice Commander Colonel Johnny Barnes. The U.S.-led coalition has used the base for launching airstrikes against Islamic State militants. This is VOA News. Pope Francis visited the Moura detention camp on the island of Lesbos Saturday. Adults and children broke down in tears at the sprawling fence complex on the Aegean island, pleading for help after their onward journey to Europe was cut short by an EU decision to seal off a migrant route used by a million people fleeing conflict since early 2015. Earlier, Greek state TV reported Francis was planning to take 10 refugees back with him to the Vatican, 8 of them Syrians. Their names were taken from a lot this week. A Vatican spokesman said he had no immediate comment on the TV report. Fresh clashes are being reported between government and opposition forces in South Sudan, less than 5 days before the expected arrival of former rebel leader Riek Machar in Juba. A spokesman for the SPLA in opposition, SPLA-IO, says government forces attack their bases in Unity's Rubkona County. The government acknowledges that fighting took place, but blames the rebels for the clashes. SPLA-IO Deputy Spokesman Major Dixon Gautlak said the government army attacked the rebel-held area on Wednesday and Thursday. The U.S. presidential candidates are ramping up their campaigning for the final push towards Tuesday's crucial New York primary. Democrat Bernie Sanders is on what his staff calls a non-political trip to the Vatican, where he kept to his campaign message against greed during a conference on social, economic, and environmental issues. Sanders also met with Pope Francis.
We had the opportunity to meet with him this morning, and it was a real honor for me, for my wife and I, to spend some time with him. I think he is one of the extraordinary figures, not only in the world today, but in modern world history, in talking and enlightening the world about the massive levels of income and wealth inequality, about a culture which rewards greed and ignores people who are hurting, about talking about climate change. So it was an honor to meet with him.
Sanders must win in New York to have any realistic chance at overcoming the lead of his rival, former New York Senator Hillary Clinton. On the Republican side, opinion polls have Donald Trump holding on to a wide lead over rival Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who told supporters they have the power of more than one vote. The Nigerian military is continuing the fight to combat terrorism and would not be deterred to rescue all civilians, including the kidnapped Chibok schoolgirls abducted by Islamist militant group Boko Haram. That's according to Brigadier General Rabe Abu Bakar, who spoke on Saturday. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.